Blog Talk Radio.
Erev Tov, Erev Tov. Good evening, Erev Tov. Melkam Matra, here. Monday here on the podcast, Rastafari Podcast, Rastafari Sabbatical, Discipleship Radio, here. Monday's podcast.
Out in the street, they call it.
Discipleship Radio.
In the street, they call it.
Here, the evening invocation right here, Monday to Fridays from the Liturgy of His Majesty.
Andenya, Kasenyo, Iska Arb Baluta Kenoch, Zawater Yemi Bal.
Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam Lanchi Hun Inatachin Kavrit Beta Christian. Gidda Gedauchish Bepazion in Kwe Yetagetunacho. Salam Lanchi Hun Inatachin Kavrit Beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Come up, step up into the upper room of Zion.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
And here for the second day of the Shabuah, second day of the seven, here for the Mondays, Monday evening psalm, give ear, right here.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever.
Guide
forever.
Guide
forever.
Guide forever.
Guide forever.
He will be our guide, and our guide forever. There's no death there. That's a mistranslation, and the end of Psalm 48. It reads in the Royal Amharic as well as the Hebrew for Iva.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room.
And here the Royal Amharic from the HSV Haile Selassie version, the Book of the Seven Seals, the rightful name of the Bible bears the Metav Kedus. Here, Psalm 48, the Bible of
is a must. So no matter post now, of course, you have to jump on this about Zion born, right?
Right.
Do it.
مزمور أربع سبات بك النف أربع سنين بهولت تنيا سنبت يكوري لجوتش يمسدانا مزمور اجياب هير تلقنو باملاكات شن كتما بتكدسو ترارا مسگانا و بزونو بسامين وغن بملكام سفراي قوما يمدر هلو دستايت ايون ترارانو ارسوم يتلقو نقوس كتمانو اجياب هير باد داراش وچوامت اجيا هونو يتاوكات انهو نغسات تكماشتو باندنت متتوا ان ارسو سايتو تدنقو دنقتو تاوكو من قطقت اندولاد مت بزيا يازاچو بهايلنيا نفاس يترسيسن مرچبوش تسبرال اند سمان انديو ايه بسراويت جيتا كتما باملاكاچين كتما اگزيابهير لزلالم ياتناتا املاك هوي باهزاب مكاكل مهرتهن تقبل املاك هوي اند سمه እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው ቀኝ እድቅን የተሞላች ናት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው ያይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ ጽዮንን ክበቧት በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Psalm 48
Mizmor menhet shir mizmor livne kora
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God in the mountain of his holiness Beautiful for situation the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces. That ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever, guide, forever, forever, guide, forever, forever.
Here with the evening psalm for the second day of the week, second day of the strong, the second day of the Shavuah. Also in the ancient and the Amharic, it says, Hulatenya Senbet. Some may interpret it as the second Sabbath, but actually it's the second day of the Shavuah, second day of the 7 days called the week. Right here, 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 Prince Farai with Psalm 48.
Great is the Lord and great is to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful is thy creation, joys of the old earth, is Mount Zion. And the size of the north is the city of a great king, Yah. God known in our place for thy refuge, for lo the kings assembled. They pass by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away, for they took hold upon them, pain that a woman travels. Thou breakest a ship of Zion, with east wind. As herb and oil have ye seen the city of the Lord above. In the city of our God will I establish it forever, ever, ever. We have truth as the loving kindness of our God in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so the praise unto the ends of the earth. Righteousness in the hand of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be rejoiced, yea. Let the daughter of Judah be glad, because thy judgment, yeah. Walk about Zion and go around about ye. Tell it to us before, yeah. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful far is the nation for joy and the whole earth, yeah. He's Mount Zion and the size of the north, the city of the great king. God known in her place for the refuge. For lo, as the kings were assembled and passed by together, they saw it. And so they marveled, they troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them, they have seen as a woman that travels. They have seen as a woman that go on a travel yard. I saw ships travels with east wind, and we as herb haven't seen the city of the Lord fall. The city of our God will I establish it forever. Forever will I establish it, yeah. Yeah.
I was lost. Lost in sin sorrow on an isle in life's dark sea, my child, I've come to save you. Step on board and follow me. Tis the old ship of Zion. Tis the old ship of Zion.
Are you alright?
I'm fine.
People are looking at me.
One morning, I got on board.
Rest with Jesus, Deacon.
Thank you, sister, for the soothing truth. In that old hymn,
amen.
Safe with Jesus, the captain.
You know he is.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflasia.
The home place is due for
a leader who taught Bob.
He was like a preacher. He preached Rastafarianism. And he had a following. He hooked up with Bob as a young boy. I think that they gelled together.
Bob looked up to him.
Oh, yes.
To all the suffering going on in Jamaica, it turned you into a militant person. Because you always have to try to find a way out of this system. And we see Rastafari as a liberationist religion.
it is prophesied that oppression make the wise man mad. And who is madder than my servant? Said the Lord, our God, Rastafari.
The Rastafarian were the only true Afrocentric black people who preached self-reliance, who preached self-confidence.
But we interpret the Bible a different way. Most of these places that they're telling you about in the Bible is in Africa. The Garden of Eden is in Africa. The teaching that we get from the elders then is that we always have to look for a black man as God, for we, somebody that we can identify with.
Christ promised to mankind that he will return within 2,000 years. And then when he returns, he will be the King of Kings through the lineage of King Solomon and King David. Now we look out here to see who is this one man, Haile Selassie I.
Emperor Haile Selassie is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. He's our God, Rasta God. Rasta said, the purpose of life is to be happy. Everybody's supposed to be happy. And live in peace, love, and unity. Yeah, man. I think when him start take it serious now as a Rasta man was, and him start grow him dreadlocks.
Locks meant that you were a Rastafarian, and you've taken a vow, Nazarite vow, not to cut or comb your hair for a certain length of time, and it has a significance, and it's not to be taken lightly.
How important are the dreadlocks?
This?
Is that part of being
identity,
a Rasta?
Man. Yeah, this is my identity.
Then you go through all the various rules for living as set out by the Bible, how you eat, how you live, how you treat other people. And he believed that if you practice these things, well, life would be better, not only for you, but for everyone else.
Marijuana is illegal in Jamaica, but the Rastas say they smoke it because the Bible tells them to. The book of Revelation says to partake of the herb.
Herb was like a sacramental food to us. We take it for reasons, not just to get high. It puts us in a holy, peaceful, happy, inspirational mood.
Were you born as a Rasta?
I was born, you know, and growing. There was a certain amount of consciousness in myself. That, you know, it was always a lonely world, not finding people who might think like me, you know. So after going on and come to Kingston, meet some more people, them people is Rasta. They talk to them and find out it's the same thing I have inside. It's the same thing.
How old were you when this started to happen?
This is about 17, 18, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think in the belief or knowledge of Haile Selassie, Bob found his real father, which he never really knew.
I think he saw himself now. This is where he found himself, yes. No more about being half white or half black, it's just one love.
One love, one heart, let's join together.
Undaunted by the driving rain, a sea of faces awaited at the Palisados Airport the arrival of a living legend. To some, he was the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah, even a god. Members of a local cult, the Rastafarians, who worship this figure as a deity, were present in full force. His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, Emperor of Ethiopia, arrived.
When the plane landed, thousands ran out to surround the plane. Some of them smoking. And police were powerless. And Selassie came to the door of the plane, I remember, and after about 20 minutes, and he just looked and he went back in. Took a long time to get him off the plane.
So he came off the plane and he grieved. And I said, wait, but this is a little man. Then this little man that says God, I'm crazy.
I sit there on my bicycle, waiting on him. And when he come up, he look right in my face. It's like him looking to everybody's face. But he look upon everyone. I remember I see that.
And he just turned his head around. And he was looking straight at me. And he did like this. Then I look and I saw his hand. And I saw a mark in his hand. And believe you, my brother, when I saw that.
To his many followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet, the spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him, every thought we have is just to kill the Pope. Kill him, kill out Rome, kill Babylon.
And you're serious about that?
Yeah, and how we're going to kill them though is with lightning, earthquake, and thunder. Not gun or bayonet, which is Babylon's weapons, but with lightning, earthquake, and thunder.
Rastaman Arthur Kitchen's Kill the Pope sentiments are shared by Rastas throughout the island. The scene is a hillside on the outskirts of Kingston. The sound is Rastafarian drums, symbolic thunder, rolled in daily ritual. Four drum beats aimed at the four corners of the world, so no Pope can escape. Babylon will fall is the Rastaman's constant litany. They are praying, hoping, singing for survival and for escape. Their music is called reggae. Now popular worldwide. Peter worldwide. Peter worldwide. Peter worldwide. Peter worldwide. Peter
worldwide. Hey, the one in the throne I'm rule. In the rather say they have not Zion. You don't know, say I them they are the fool. Hey, there is no other like Zion. Be wise and not a guide. Some can recognize wicked heart. Must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah, full-time Babylon realize. Sizzler is the element of surprise and wicked heart. I must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. What am I look for? Them I go see something dramatic and extraordinary. Never see I when I clean, only when I dirty. That's my reason on this long journey. I'm so one dude from you can be around this. Yo, summertime you have to learn to live with it. I am boundaries far away, restrict. Like those who want to pick it, the bucket. Check it, no other like that. Be wise and as a guide. Some can recognize wicked heart. Must put them down. No one give thanks, I'm still here. One thing to see, I'm dead and rot. None of them can come stabbing at the buck. Can't get caught by your wolf fuck. The current sound, trust that you're relaxed. Yeah, no other life can be wise, another guide. Some can recognize wicked heart. Must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah, full-time Babylon realize. Sizzler is the element of surprise and wicked heart. I must put you down, burning you, yeah, yeah. I alone, we going to interrupt, yeah, 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 yeah. Long time them hate me, now them just a come charge, yeah, 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 yeah. You're a talk and I used to return, yeah, 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 yeah.
never afraid. I know you watch out, head out, Mr. Crave. I know you speak the way every charm things was made. Take it, no, the lines can't be wise. Another a guide, some can't recognize. Take it out, I must put you down. Burning you with words, powers and sounds, yeah. Full-time Babylon realize this love is the element of surprise. And witch it out, must put you down. Never see we when we clean, only when we dust it. Well, that's my reason of this long journey. Get someone good from you can be around this. That's how it's on you, I've learned to live with it. I am boundaries far away, restrict. Like those who want to see kick the bucket. Watch it, no other life that be wise. Another guide, try recognize. Wicked art, I must put you down. Burning you with words, power and sound. Recognize wicked art, I must put you down. Burning you with words, powers and sound. I'm like Jamun and Sun, beware. Hey, my stand always be pure. All on thy face and I don't even care. Hey, I don't care that from the man, give thanks, I'm still here. The heart is the dead and rot. Run on them, can't come stabbing on the buck.
Here, we're at the 45th degree of I-9 Rastafari Sabbatical Studies. Here we're in the fifth book of Moshe. Here coming up on the new year coming forward, Hebraically, Ethiopically, coming forward. So here we're at the 45th degree, Wa'eta Hanan. And I pleaded, and I asked for mercy, I pleaded Moshe, pleading to enter into the promised land, this Torah portion. But here, as we have begun, the fifth book of Moses needs to just get a little more groundation, and also the Tisha B'Av, the ninth of the fifth moon, corresponding to the times of the destruction of the temple, the times of mourning, lamentation, then the time of the Messiah, the Moshiach, even the King Messiah, we do not behold the conquering line of the root of David. We not behold Kamal Yahana Salase, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name. The time of weeping will become a time of joy. But here, just to give ear to the teaching, the true teaching of his majesty, and to hear the word sound from the crown, yes, I. So here, the advice that his majesty gives to I, and the question of the teaching, are these teachings, the Torah teaching for I and I is right?
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
One subject matter for this Torah portion right here that really needs to be discussed, and beginning with the question, how does the Torah, Jah Torah instruction that we get right here. Here we're in the fifth book of Moses, Devarim, the words. These are the words. These be the words. Every time I hear the word of truth, of Jah truth, how does Jah's Torah, guidance, directions, instructions, Torah often interpreted as law, but as we study, we see Torah is direction, instructions. How does Jehovah's direction, instructions, right, based on the glory of his majesty, for my part, I glory in the Bible, how does Jah Torah, apply, and how does it apply to sustainable repatriation? When we talk about repatriation, even when we're talking about the land grant, even Shashamani, even the Ethiopian War Federation, this is our divine heritage. Let's recognize that. Ones and ones have been skylarking from it, or just maybe just in plain and simple terms, in ignorance. Right? Still caught up having only come out of her. You know, coming out of the Western Gentile state of mind and not really getting Jah POV, you know, the point of view, taking that time to enjoy Jah view. So in this Torah portion is interesting because once again we're revisiting. There's a revisiting of the spies, the incident concerning the spies when they had slandered, they brought back false reports and how they had discouraged, right? Discouraged that almost the whole generation that had come up and out of Egypt from going forward into the promised land. Instead, they wandered in the wilderness. This is very much one and the same. This is the sign. This is the witness. This is, like we say, the identical spiritual, the DNA, the evidence right here, even with the lost found black and brown sheep of the Beit Yisrael, black people, in so-called black people, right, in the Americas, right? We, the black peoples, right, of the world, especially in this wilderness of North America. See, the land grant being given from even early in the 40s, we have documentation that points to 1948. Some say even they were earlier, right? They were earlier staking out of that claim of the promised land, you know, because that man who is that sign, right? You know, the sign and the seal was born there in Ethiopia. Ethiopia, with Ethiopia, this man was born there. I will make mention, right, mention of Rahab. Who is Rahab? Rahab is Egypt, is the Hebraic metaphoric name or epitaph for Egypt, the boaster. I'll make mention of Rahab, or we can say Kemet. You know, one's boasting, and this is the same thing we have even with the incident of the spies. Now here, we get a fuller perspective, right? We even get Moshe's perspective on what we got the first testimony in the fourth book, in the previous book, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, Numbers, taking account. Let's do the math here. Let's see how this adds up. So how does Jah's Torah apply to repatriation? Right? How does Jah Torah apply to Rastafari repatriation? Yes, I. How does it apply? Does it apply? Does it apply? And if we say yes, it does apply, how does it apply? See, that generation slandered the land, just like so-called black and brown people, lost found sheeples also did. I'm talking about Africa, this, Africa, that. Africans don't accept us. Africans will eat us up. They'll put us in a pot like Tarzan and stir it. See, there's a lot of that foolishness. Some of this generation might not have heard that, but if you do your study, if you study to show yourself approved, because you don't know your roots and your history. See, history repeats itself. We've heard that before, but we can witness that even in I times. Right? And even in the times prior and leading up to I times. See, this is why the study of history and our story, you know, we can go 10,000 B.C., right? But if you don't recognize what just happened, right, 10 minutes ago, 10 days ago, 10 years ago, you know what I'm saying? I mean, going back 10,000 B.C., how can we trust, you know, what you tell us from old, dusty, crusty, so-called archaeology if we don't recognize the revelation in our reality. So we can see that revelation, even with the black and brown sheeple in this wilderness, the wilderness of this north country, of the Americas and the Caribbean. Caribbean, you don't know, the Ethiopian ocean slave trade. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? So here, how does Jah Torah apply? How does the directions, the instruction towards sustainable repatriation, Rastafari repatriation, how is it connected and at the ground, at the bedrock, right, to build I house on the rock of I divine heritage? Give us the teaching of His Majesty. We don't want, you see, with the lack of the teaching of His Majesty, we have been receiving devil's philosophies about how we're to proceed forward. One's going back 10,000 B.C. to ancient Egypt and flying over the mark and almost like going AWOL, going out of order. See, according to the order, right? According to the order, right? The Ethiopian, right? The royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek, because if it's not in order, if it's not in order, if it's out of order, then it's broken. So we see that there was one generation, that 40-year generation that wandered. So we also can lay this over even our most recent history, our story, our narrative, even leading here to this 2019-2020. So how does Jah's Torah, does Jah's Torah apply to Rastafari repatriation, to sustainable repatriation and the connection with our divine heritage and the constitution and bylaws of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated?
Yes, 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 and here, the King of Kings.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Your Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
There. The teaching of His Majesty concerning the Torah, the Ten Words, the Devarim, as we explained. Devarim means the words. But it refers to not just words in general in the context of Torah right here. It refers to the Ten Words. It refers to the Ten Commandments. So here, we're in the fifth book of Moses and continuing I and I studies to sharpen I and I heretical spiritual swords and hearts and minds and the teaching of His Majesty. Here, responsibility for the youth.
To save Africa.
In Ethiopia, at its capital, Addis Ababa, Emperor Haile Selassie, who sent four members of his air force to join Harambe, Africa, speaks of the responsibilities of youth.
Jemari Bahalam Takabai Guragabinet Araquastoinet Maswaitinet Lai Yitamasaratana.
The future prospect of a country depends upon its young people. The integrity and the well-being of the whole of Africa can be preserved only when its youth, with unceasing effort, has developed an acute sense of discrimination, thus adopting what is only essential and constructive, and discarding that which does not contribute to the goal and aspiration of the peoples of Africa. The youth of Africa must show to the world that they are determined to use the best of their knowledge to bring about continuous progress and the common goal of unity and greatness as a tangible objective of the African peoples.
There you go. There you have it right there. Now, another interesting feature of this fifth Book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is known as Deuteronomos or Deuteronomy, which is, and the meaning is repetition of the law. Because some people say, oh, it was written in the New Testament and, you know, they'll say the Greek and blah, blah, blah. But you got to watch out for all these monolinguists when they go too far. You know what I mean? They go too far trying to interpret everything from the English. That means that if that was so, then the Gentiles would have gotten everything, but they really got nothing. You know, they didn't get everything. What happened is that I and I people, you know, dropped the ball and here, in the times of the King Messiah, we have the opportunity to pick it up, to get up, and to stand up. But the first thing we need is the guidance, instructions, direction. Now, concerning Devarim or Devarim, this here, this fifth book, just to go over this because we need a good foundation on, you know, these names. In fact, I found out something interesting. We just released it on one of the YouTubes that we're posting on, Rastafari Jews. Yes, J-E-W-S. We got to take it back, take it all back. Rastafari, what the Babylonians feel like. Rastafari are Israelites, the real Israelites. That's the ethnic Israel, black and brown peoples over here. Here in the Americas, in the Caribbean, carried beyond the trans-Ethiopic ocean slave trade. Now, in the English Bibles, Devarim is known as Deuteronomy. And this is from a Greek coiner, the common Greek word. Some even say that a lot of the coiner Greek. Coiner means like the common Greek or the Greek that was spoken then. But some of us in studying linguistics see a Coptic kind of connection right there. Now, people say, well, it's not Hebrew. Well, no, it's not Hebrew. But then what are we who say we are Hebrews and Israelites and once lost, now found, and can prove it by the facts? What are we speaking? So does that make what we speak in English, the truth we speak in English, any less legitimate since we're speaking to our brothers and sisters and others who understand English? This is the same thing that happened in that first century time among the black Yehudi, the Yehudim in that time, the Judahites and the tribe of Judah. And ethnic Yisrael in that time. So we have Deuteronomy that comes from a coin of Greek word used to translate a phrase found in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 18 in the Hebrew. That phrase is Mishneh HaTorah. Mishneh means like a copy or a duplication or a kind of repeating, a copy, duplication of the Torah. Mishneh HaTorah. In the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, and Marked Bible, the fifth book is known as the Orit, Orit Ze Dagim. And we have a print copy of the fourth book for all the books, but actually here the fifth book, speaking of Deuteronomy, with the English on one side, KJV, and the Royal Amharic on the next side. We'll share the links on the DSR and ones who would seek to you know, fellowship with us on the WhatsApp. We're going to share right here a text mainly, you know, please text mainly. We're going to say text only, but no, text mainly to the WhatsApp, to this link number 646-494-2388, 646-494-2388, to get connected with some of the groups that we have. This is for the DSR Discipleship Radio. For more upon the reasonments as we go through the Torah readings and feedings, right? So here we have Deuteronomy, Deuteronomos. Deutero means repetition, and the nomos in the coin of Greek means the law, thus bringing out the sense of Mishneh HaTorah. Oh, what we found out that was interesting, because some are trying to deny the Exodus, say the Exodus never happened because they not want I and I to come out of this Babylon. So if that didn't happen then what we're talking about now can't happen. So you got to watch these ones in the black con consciousness community. There's some good people out there, yes, the truth, or some people who are about the good, but also there's some deception. This is why we have to study to shoot I and I selves approve. So Mishneh HaTorah, copy of the Torah, Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 18. Let's go there right here. We have today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek, Psalm 12. All right, Psalm 12 right here. Let me just check it out on the Davidic worship chart again, because sometimes all the numbers, we might look in the next column. No, it is the 12th Psalm. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, using the Scofield Study Bible as a stepping stone from the English and the basic plain, the Peshat King James Version, as a first step in I and I studies. So here we're in Deuteronomy chapter 17. And this section where verse 18 is found is subscription for this section beginning at verse 14 concerning a king. concerning a Negus in the Royal Amharic, concerning a Melech in the Biblical Hebrew. Let's read straight up to right here, where we're at right here, just for continuity purposes. Because a lot of times ones and ones would, give you the subtext. Subtext is just going into the verse, and then sometimes freestyle that verse. But there's also the context. That's like the section or the passage or what that verse is talking about. Like somebody writes somebody a letter, and somebody take one line out the letter, and they can make that one line sound like anything. But then when you read the full of the paragraph or whatever, you say, no, that was saying something different. So you get the subtext, getting the context, and the supertext, the fuller fullness. This is why the Rastafari sabbatical studies and studying, the fullness, right, the portion by portion, known as the weekly Torah portions. We call them the readings and feedings, the angel's bread, the manna. So here, Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 14, concerning a king. Concerning the Negus, and we will even say the Negus and the guest. Verse 14, when thou art come into the land that Yahuwah Eloheka, that Exiavi Ramlake, that's a sustainer, thy source, that he who be, we be, thy power giveth thee, and shall possess it, or mo better, from the Hebrew and the Royal Amharic, that would read, shall possess her, the land, she, possess her. Because the divine double helix of male and female polarities are there. Many ones ask, say, well, where is the divine feminine? We say Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They got to be a woman. Oh, you mean the divine feminine. Divine feminine is found right in the beginning. In the beginning, in Bereishis, in the Hebrew. Bereishis, Reishis. If you go to Proverbs of Negus Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, I think it's chapter 4, verse 7. In that chapter 4, I think the verse is verse 7, where it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Reishis Chokmah. Reishis, beginning, principal, starting, literally the feminine word for head, right? Rosh is male head, and Reishis can be construed as the feminine word for head or starting or beginning. It says, Reishis Chokmah. 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 Some might say Hakama, Chokmah. As we have the name of the son of King Solomon, the Queen of Sheba, Eben Hakim. Some say it's son of the wise, but then Eben in the Hebrew is also stone. It's a word for like stone, the stone of the wise. But the Hakim, because Shlomo HaMelech, Negus Solomon, the wise man given that wisdom by Adonai, yeah. So here, once again, when thou art come into the land which Jehovah thy power giveth thee, and shall possess her, and shall dwell therein in her, and shall say, I will set a king, a negus, a melech, over me, over I, like as all the goyim, all the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, the other nations other than called Israel, that are about me, verse 15, thou shalt, because we have the positive and negative commands. Thou shalt, a positive command. Thou shalt not, a negative command. Thou shalt in any wise set him king, Melech, over thee, whom, Yahuwah Eloheka, whom, Exiavi Ramlake, whom Jehovah thy power shall choose. Here's what we have also the Siyume Egziavihir, right? In the true, you could say, anointed titles of the man, child, Lich, Tefari, Mekonin, Ras, Tefari, Mekonin. The Siyume Egziavihir, the elect of God, the Siyum, linking to the Hebrew Hashem, the name, whom Jehovah thy power shall choose. That means who Jah will elect. One from among thy brethren, shalt thou set King Melech over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, someone from another nation as king over I and I, who is not thy brother. Now, some of the ain't right, not on this point, Israelites, you know, they'll say all this and that about Kedemah Selassie, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, and they'll say, oh, Ethiopian, Kush Kush, all that. But they haven't read or don't accept the truth of the covenant of Geth, the kings of Ethiopia of Shem, of Shem, of the name, of the Hashem. Are ye not as the children of Ethiopia, of the meal, children of Israel? Amos 9 and 7, boom. But he shall not, now here's the conditions for such a king, but he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Mitzrayim, to the end that he should multiply horses. For as much as Jehovah have said to you, ye all shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. Greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. So you have silver and gold, but not, you know, hoarding stuff. Verse 18, now here's the verse right here. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, Mengistu, now I know someone, fire, man, you hold, slow your roll. Don't be on the slow gases, right? Mengistu in the royal Amharic means his kingdom. Mengistu, and Mengis is, his kingdom is she. So there's a feminine aspect. So here's what we have to learn, the linguistics and the language, because then we'll see that the divine, the Hebrew double helix of the male and the female, and he who be who he be, we'll see it from the very beginning, even in the beginning. In Reishith. So if Chokmah, wisdom, is the Reishith, is the beginning, as we have in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, and also Proverbs chapter 8, verse 2 and verse 2-3, where it speaks about wisdom in the beginning. So in reading with the Hebrew overstanding, the discipleship overstanding, Bereshith, bara Elohim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. In the beginning, Elohim, in Chokmah, in wisdom, in her, he, the power, created the heavens and the earth. This is why wisdom testifies the way she does. Wisdom testifies that way within the book of Proverbs. It's interesting because Proverbs, the way it's written for the sons. And it's not neglecting daughters, but it's saying that to whom more is given, more is required, because the fall of Adam, the fall of the mind. The mind, notice, the man was not in the transgression. Notice that he was not deceit. He was not beguiled. The woman was beguiled. So what does that mean? That means that the man knew better. You see, to whom more is given, more is required. So therefore, the instruction to the sons. You know, to the sons, right? To the sons, right? Because speaking of she, notice the instructions of the sons is concerning she, the divine feminine, the highest of the divine feminine principles in the universe, Chokmah, wisdom. So here, just to get right here, verse 18, it says, and it shall be when he sitteth up on the throne of Mengistu, the royal Amharic, his kingdom, his government, Malkuto. Malkut is kingdom in the Hebrew. Malkuto is his kingdom. That he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests. Halloween. Verse 19 for continuity and context. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he, the king, the Melech, the Negus, may learn to fear, to reverence, to respect Yahuwah Elohayu, Egziabihir Amlaku, to keep all the words of this law, this Torah direction instruction, and these statutes to do them. Verse 20, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment, the imperative, the commandment, to the right hand or to the left, to the end, to the fulfillment, that he may prolong his days in Mengistu, in Malkuto, in his kingdom, in Ha. He and his children in the midst of Yisrael. So here, verse 18, where it reads that he shall write him a copy of this law. This is where we have the Mishneh HaTorah, right? So the Hebrews, the ancient Hebrews and the ancient Yehudi, our ancient people, refer to this fifth book as the Mishneh HaTorah. And therefore, when our people also translated it into the Koine Greek during the time of the Ptolemies, this is why that title came forward within the, you know, Deuteronomos and Deuteronomy comes down to us. So ones and ones always saying, like, you know, the Europeans, the Gentiles, or the white Europeans, because they were black Europeans. If we know that we've been everywhere, man, you know, wherever water touches land, man, you'll find Ethiopian Hebrew man and woman there. So here's where we have a copy of this law, the copy of the Torah, the Mishneh HaTorah. Just getting into the name and what is the true teaching concerning the name, right? So when you hear ones and ones making up a whole lot of things, it's just because of their monolingual deficit. Right, go into the upper room of Zion, pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit so one can have a discernment of tongues. Right, so here, generally speaking, this book represents Moshe's farewell address. And the book opens up about 37 days, right, before Moshe was to die, namely the 40th year since the Exodus from Egypt. Oh, on the point about Exodus, did you know that the word Exodus, according to the 400-year Bible, we don't really want these other kind of Bibles. We might refer to them, you know, just for compare and contrast, some of these NIV, NSV, and all these other kind of Bibles. But the KJV Bible is the Bible upon which, you know, the so-called Western Gentile world and this world system was built upon. So as we study it, we can overcome this world system. Right, we can overcome this world system because it's basically the, in a sense, the cornerstone of the Western Gentile world system. And because the Gentiles, many of the whites, Europeans, and others, they're now going into other sort of ideologies and atheism and against the Bible. It's only because of weep not, behold, conquering the tribe of Judah, the root of David, and the Rastafari, and the Israelites are rising up. Right now, they recognize what they didn't recognize before. But on Exodus, the word Exodus does not appear in the text of the Bible anywhere. Just let that sink in for a moment. The word Exodus does not appear in the text. Now, what one might think we're saying what some of the idiodote savant, the idiot savants be saying, the idiodote. Idiodote, it sounds like idiot because that's what it is, but it's not idiot in the sense we understand idiot. It's from the coin of the Coptic, the Greek word, idiot, mean like you see something. And so these are people who see things from their own way, right, and not able to look at the truth objectively. So savant means like a wise person. So they're seeking wisdom, but only to back up their preconceived notions, not really studying to shoot themselves approved or studying to find the truth. So when we say that Exodus does not appear in the text of the Bible, what are we saying? We're saying that Exodus, the word Exodus in the KJV version, go just look it up if you have any of the search software, it only appears as the title of the second book of the Bible. Because we heard this one like Garfield, this guy on Sotnet and, you know, out there doing these, you know, kind of stuff to try to stop the rise of the black messiahs, this consciousness that is coming over black and brown people of who we be as Hebrews and Israelites and what our true roots and why we got over here. For I and I, we say that it was the Rastaman, the elders, them, like Sam Brown and others, that in their 3 to 5 point agenda, one of the first things they said is that we black peoples over here in the Americas and the Caribbean are the Israelites. And we got over here because we broke the covenant. You know what I mean? So that right there, you know, is the Rastafari Israelite link from the groundation. Of course, you have these other ones and ones, other Rastas, abbreviated, abridged Rastas that, you know, say other things. Love you, Muta Baruka, you know, but just repent. But we always that even he has a mission. Some things he says we understand why it's important to get our people out of, you know, that Babylon mind paradigm. But if you haven't really studied the teaching of His Majesty, just speak on the way the white man has told you. You can't speak universally because you don't even know universal language. English is not really a universal language. It's just a language of the Gentiles and the times of the Gentiles. That's, quote, universally spoken, but it's not the truth, universally speaking. Anyway, Exodus. Exodus does not appear in the text. I say in the text of the Bible, because some will say, ooh, he's trying to say the Exodus did not happen. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it doesn't appear there, because some people say, well, the Exodus is not written in the book of Chronicles. But then you find Passover written in the book of Chronicles. Then you also find where they testify of the Israelites coming out of Egypt. The phrase is out of Egypt, out of Egypt. Just to point that out right there was something that was interesting when we was doing some research, you know, on a vlog, a video that we upload to the Rastafari Jews YouTube channel, Rastafari Jews YouTube channel. So here, my brothers and sisters, we're going to just pause on this right here for now, but let's just touch a little bit. Let's see right here, the little ones, on the little ones, how much time we have, Chan. Okay, we're going to follow up on that. If not now, we'll follow up on that, hopefully on the T to T, because here we have business. You know, we have the king's business, the psalms, the praises, giving thanks and praises. So here, you know, get ready, the fire offering. Right, the fire offering, you know, the evening time and the meditation, the meditation on the words of scripture, the words of HaTorah, and also the Psalms. So writing up with today's daily Psalm right here, Psalm 12. Let me check this out right here. Psalm 12, today's daily Psalm, the Psalm for the Gregorian, July 19th, 2021. Here.
Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted, 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 are exalted.
Ain't that the truth right there? The wicked, the ratchet. We see so much ratchetness cranking up and ratcheting up in the world. And we look at these leaders and misleaders. You know, from here to there, black and white, non-partial. But here, let's write up the Royal Amharic and go through this in the Royal Amharic. First up, the HSV, Haile Selassie version, alongside compare and contrasting the HSV. But here, on the heathen rhythm, Yes, I, Rastafari.
مزمور 11 بقنف 12 لمزمران علقا سلسمنتنيا يداوت مزمور ابيتو ادنني دغ سوال قالنا كسو لجوچم متمامن غدلوالنا ارس برساچو كنتو نغرن يناغرال بشنگلا كنفر ሁለት ልብ ሆነው يناغرال يشنگلان كنفروچ ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር ያጠፋቸዋል ታላቅ ነገር የምትናገረውንም ማለት ملاساتشنن النابرس تالا كم فراتشن ينانو جيتاتشن ما نو يميلوتن سلدهوش مكرا سلدهوش جرينوش شوهد اجزيابهير اهون النسالو بلا مدهاني تنادر قادلو بلايوم اقلت عدل
በምድር ላይ እንደ ተፈተነ ሰባት ጊዜ እንደ ተጣራ ብር የእግዚአብሔር ቃላት የነጹ ቃላት ናቸው። አቤቱ አንተ ጠብቀ ከዚችም ትውልድ ለዘላለም ታደገ በሰው ልጆችም ዘንድ ምናምንቴ ከፍ ከፍ ባለ ጊዜ ክፎች በዙሪያው ሁሉ ይመላለሳሉ።
Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, With our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side, when the vilest men are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted.
Lam natzeach al ha-sheminit, mizmor le-David. Hoshia Adonai shigama ha-chasid, kifasdu emunim mibene adam. Shav yedaberu et shitre'ehu, sifat halakot belev alev yedaberu. Yachrit Adonai kol sifte halakot, lashon medaberet gedolot. Asher ameru lilzonenu nagbir, sifatenu yitanu miadon lanu. Mishod aniyim me'etat evyonim. תעקום יאמר אדוני אשית בישר יבטיח לו תמרות אדוני אמרות תמרות כסף צרות ועלי לארץ נחוסף שבעתיים אתה אדוני תשמרם צרנו מן הדור זו לעולם רביב רשעים מתהלכון קרום זולות לבני אדם
Some people still searching for this truth here which this reggae music, you know, bring cross to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language, You see?
The English language.
You see the English language.
Trying your mentality.
Trying your mentality.
Trying your mentality.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashwe, Ethiopia Menosh. You know? But we want the next verse with Amharic. But we want the next verse with Amharic. In the line, because we want the song for reach that men get to realize people out here know what's going on. You know, because we want to ask them if we want to sell out the black people to the Russian. Then him will fight against America. But His Majesty will never join America nor Russia. Although he look closer to America because so much black people in America. So he must closer to America because he having people. just as easy as that.
So here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 12, from the authorized revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Matthew's Bible, the King of Kings Bible, the Metzhav Kedus, here, comparing, contrasting, verse by verse, line upon line, precept, hear this.
Salam to Einayist Eling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawit, Asara Hulet, Psalm 12, from the Mezmure David, from the Psalms of David, from the Metzhav Kedus, from the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi Karmawi Haile Selassie. So today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, here after the Order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 12. Psalm 12, Mezmur Asara Hulet, has a theme here, Kakufu Alem Lemadan Yekarrebe Selot, from the evil world, a prayer that is brought near for salvation. Kakufu Alem Lemadan Yekarrebe that which is kara, brought near, prayer that's brought near, lemadan, for saving, for preservation, in a sense also for immunity. Kakufu, from an evil, a wicked, a ratchet, alem. Today's daily song. Now we have the superscription here for the leader. For the leader on the 8th or the Sheminit, a psalm of David, a psalm of David. Le mezemran aleka, for the chief musician. Sile simintenya, on concerning, here we have concerning, sile simintenya. In the Hebrew, la menatziach alaha ha sheminit. Sheminit, al hasheminit, on the 8th. Here, sile, concerning, because of, simintenya, the 8th. Yeah, Dawit, of David, the well-beloved. Yeah, Dawit, mezmor, psalm of David. Mekanai write up, besima'av, wewelid, wamenfes, kadus, Ahadu Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source in Jemralin. We begin. Kuter Ant. Abetu Adnein. Degsoal Kualina. Kasoli Jochim. Metamamena Guadaloalina. Help. Abe to I father's father, O Ab of the Beit, for the godly man, KJV reads, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Abe to Adnein, Degso Alina. Kaso le Jochim metamamen Gwedlo Alina. Adnein, save me, cause me to be denna, save, Adnein, save I, deg, the good man, it's interesting, the good man, the kindly man, correspondent of the Hebrew, the chassid, the pious man, deg so. The good man, KJV is the godly, but degso, corresponding with the chassid, the pious, the goodly, the godly, the jah-like, the one who seeks to be like in character and virtue and deeds to he who be we be. Degso, aluko, alina. For the goodly, the godly man is finished, is spent, is aluko alina, ceases, KJV has, kasol, from man, from humanity, lejochim, from the children of men, metemamen, faithfulness, metemamen, the amen, metemamen, faithful, for the faithful, or here in the context, faithfulness from the sons, the children of men, the children of humanity, Gwedlo Alina, Gwedlo Alina, fails, is lacking, Gwedlo, Gwedlo is lacking, fails from among the children of men, Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Ars bersacho, kentu negrina yinagralu. Beshin gala kenferhulet libono inagralu. They speak vanity, everyone, with his neighbor, Ars Bersacho. Ars Bersacho. In a sense of almost like he and like he upon he, like one and one, you know, kentu, vain, negrin, negrin, matter, conversation, nagralu, a vain matter, vanity. Everyone with his neighbor, inagralu, they speak. Beshingela kenfer, with shingela, shingela, with flattering lips, with almost like cajoling, almost like we use this analogy, because the word root sometimes is used for cooing a baby. Coo, 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 it's going to be all right. But this is how they speak. You know, as grown folks, everyone flattering with his flattering lips. Who let live two hearts? Who let live? Who let live? We pointed out when we studied from the Sefer Tehillim, it has with heart and heart, with a double heart. Here brought out in the Negus Neges Targum, who let live for the Hebraic Belev Walev, Belev Walev, of heart and heart, who let live, double-minded, who let live, hono, being double-minded, inagralu, and with a double heart, do they speak, Kuter Sos, verse 3. Yeshin galana kenferoch hulu egziavia yatafachual yatafachual talak negrina yemitanagrawina melas egziavier. The sustaining the good, the generous, open-handed up father shall cut off all flattering lips. Yeshin galana kenferoch, the kenfer, lip, kenferoch, lips of shengela, of flattery. Yeshengelana kenferocho, hulu, all, hulu, egziavihir, yat efachual, shall destroy them, shall destroy all flattering lips. Talak, talak negrin, big. Big thing, big thing. Talak negrin, yemita nagrawina melas. Now, here is very interesting, because here, as we're comparing, contrasting here with the KJV side by side with the HSV, and also from the previous build, you know, building first, you know, according to the royal order with the Hebraic groundation. It's interesting to hear at verse 3, the speaking now is almost directed, yemit. It says right here, Yemita Nagrawin, you who speak, that you tongue that speak, you milas, the milas, you tongue that speak, talak and nagarin, that speak big, great things. Let he who be, utterly destroy all the lips deceitful, and you tongue speaking loftily. One of the ancient translation LXX corresponding here to the HSV, talak negrin, great things, proud things, big things, yemitanagrawina milas, you tongue speaking, kuter arat, verse 4, milasachnin, Inabaratalen, Kenferachina Yenyano, Getachin Mano, Yemilutin, who have said. So here the change is now directed, bringing out what sort of things they speak. Milasachinin, our Milas tongue, Milasachinin, Inabaratalen. We will make our tongue vigorous. We will, like, strengthen in that sense. Nabaratalan, we will strengthen, fortify. With our tongue will we prevail. Kensarachin, and our lip, implying the singular here, our lip, yenyano is of inya, us, ye inya, ours, is ours, our lip is ours. Getachin mano, who is our Lord? Getachin mano, yemilutin, those who say, KJV brings it out, who have said with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Uter Amist, verse 5. Sile deho che mekra, sile che grenyo che chuhe te gizyavi her, ahun nesalo yelal, medachanitena dergalo, belayum megeltalo. For the oppression, rephrase, the downpression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. Now will I arise, saith Egziavihar, the sustaining, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Sile, because of Dehoch, the poor Mekra, because of the trouble of the poor Sile Chagrenyoch, and the needy Chuhet, and their cry, the troubled ones of Chagrenyoch Chuhet, Egeziavihar, the sustainer. Ahun in Esalo, now Ahun. Now, in the Salo, now will I arise, Yilal, he says, Igziavihir says, Ahun in the Salo, Medchanitin adergalo, Medchanit, Medanit, Medchanitin, salvation, saving, medicine, adergalo, I will do, medhanitin adergalo, I will do salvation, I will do saving, belayum, and above him, and upon him, above him, igeltalo, I will be revealed above him. This is from the Royal Amharic, bringing out a little clearer sense of what KJV brings out, approximate. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. And when we compare and contrast with the LXX, we have the reading of, because of the misery of the poor, because of the moaning of the needy, now I shall arise, saith Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh-Ek-Giz-Yah-Vi-Her. I shall establish by deliverance, I shall speak openly by him. So this is how the LXX brings out this particular verse, corresponding to the Metzhav Kedu, Sile Dehoch Mekra, Sile Chigrenyo Chichuhet, Egziavihar, Ahun Nesalo, Yilal, Medchanitin Adargalo, Belayu Megaltalo, Kuter Sidist, verse 6. Bemidrlai Yenda Tefetnes Sabat Kizeyenda Tet Arabur, Ye gziavi her kalat yenitzur kalat nacho. The words of Egeziavi her, of the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, Ab Father, are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times, bemidr, the midr lie upon the earthly plane, the midr lie in the light of fitness, sabat gize, as that which is tried, tested, sabat gize, sabat, seven gize, time, sabat gize, seven times, in the tetara, in the tetara bur, as silver, silver, we could say silver, silver tried, tried. It's interesting right here, looking at the Metzav Kedus, as silver tetara, tetara bur, yegziavihir kalat, the words of the sustainer, yenitzu, are pure. Pure, we can say pure words, innocent but purified, pure and purified, yenetzuk alat nacho, they are pure words. Kuter sabat, verse 7. Abetu, antet evken, kazihitchimatulid lezalalem tadegen. Thou shalt keep them. KJV has, O Lord, Abitu, I father's father, Ab of the Beit. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Now here we have an interesting compare and contrast right here as we are in verse 7 right here. You, the I, Abetu, says, shall keep them. You shall preserve. Some interpreters preserve him from this generation forever, the Hebraic sense of it, the LXX sense of it, the Septuagint. You, O Kirei, Kirei, Lord, you, Kirei, shall guard us. You shall guard us. Si kirei filakesi sehemas, you shall guard us. Now this corresponds right here to what we have in the Metzav Kedus of Negusa Neges, what we have in His Majesty's Bible right here at verse 7, Abetu, my father's father, O father of the house, ante, speaking directly to he who be, who he be, ante tevken. Ebken, but here we have it as an imperative. Ebken, Ebken, keep guard the eye, guard us, cause he hitch from this too lit, from this cause he hitch she too lit, lezlalem forever tadegen, and you shall carefully keep us, keep I and I, from this generation into the aeon, the aeon, world without end. Lezelalem, kuter, kuter, cement. Verse 8. Beso lejochzen, menamnete kef kef balagize kufuch bezuriyahu hulu yimelal lesalu. The wicked, the ratchet, the good for nothing, walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Be sol lejochzen. The soul lejotzen, amongst the children of humanity. The soul lejotzen, menamnete, the good for nothing, in the sense like the sons of Belial, Belial, the good for nothings. Kef kef balegize, kef kef, high high, in the time that they are high high, exalted. Kef kef balegize, kufuoch, kufuoch. The wicked, the ratchet, kufuoch, bezuriyahu, roundabout, bezuriyahu, hulu, all, yimelalisalu, they go to and fro.
Yes, 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 yes. The Royal Amharic, verse by verse, side by side, KJV. Here, here. Brothers and sisters in the live stream, apologies, apologies. Usually at 12:30 will be the call-in time. Right now, is the call-in time. Hopefully the IDN can call in. It's a couple of seconds, but catch the replay right here, here, here. Begun at 10:30, usually at 12:30 on Monday nights. But, you know, I and I died right there on that. Apologies. So catch the link for the replays. The replays. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. 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 You know, while these supplies here and there last. Yes, I, Rastafari. So call in, call in, call in.
Call in, call in, call in, call in.
Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted, 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 are exalted.
Mizmor Yud Bet. Lam Natseah Al-Hashiminit Mizmor Le David. הושיע אדוני כי גמר חסיד, תפסו אמונים מבני אדם. שב ידברו איש את רעהו שפת חלקות, בלב ולב ידברו. יחרד אדוני כל שפתי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו, מי אדון לנו? משוד עניים, מאנקת אביונים, עתה אקום, יאמר אדוני, אשית בישע יפיח לו. אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות, כסף צרוף בעליל לארץ, מזוקק שבעתיים. אתה אדוני תשמרם, תצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם. סביב רשעים יתהלכון, קרום זולות לבני אדם.
מזמור 11 בקנף 12 למזמרן אלקא ስለ ስምንተኛ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ አድነኝ ደግ ሰው አልቋልና ከሰው ልጆችም መተማመን ጎድሏልና እርስ በርሳቸው ከንቱ ነገርን ይናገራሉ በሽንገላ ከንፈር ሁለት ልብ ሆነው ይናገራሉ የሽንገላን ከንፈሮች ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር ያጠፋቸዋል ታላቅ ነገር የምትናገረውንም ምላስ ምላሳችንን እናበረታለን ከንፈራችን የኛ ነው ጌታችን ማን ነው የሚሉትን ስለ ድሆች መከራ ስለ ችግረኞች ጩኸት እግዚአብሔር አሁን እነሳለሁ ይላል መድኃኒትን አደርጋል በላዩም እገልጣል በምድር ላይ እንደ ተፈተነ ሰባት ጊዜ እንደ ተጣራ ብር የእግዚአብሔር ቃላት የነጹ ቃላት ናቸው አቤቱ አንተ ጠብቀ ከዚችም ትውልድ ለዘላለም ታደገ በሰው ልጆችም ዘንድ ምናምንቴ ከፍ ከፍ ባለ ጊዜ ክፎች በዙሪያው ሁሉ ይመላለሳሉ።
here today's daily psalm, Psalm 12 right here. Very interesting psalm right here. And the Midrash, a little study on today's psalm. And once again, apologies to the Chavarim just concerning the time. Usually it's on Mondays, 10:30. And for the 2 hours and the live stream to like 12:30, but just because of the time instead of 1:20, this was like a 9:00 right here. So time a little bit different. I was looking up and seeing like a chant. It's like the time flying. The time truly is flying. And, you know, the whole daylight savings time, that's probably coming up very soon. Tell us what the season is. Also, Torah portion, the reading in the season, Wa'eta Hanan. And I beseech, and he pleaded for Hanan, for graciousness. Hanan, Choneni, be gracious to Ani, to me. So here we have today's daily psalm, and something a little different right here in the Midrash dub right here. Hope the Ilam enjoyed and received the word of truth right here. Midrash.
Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit. Psalm 12. Psalm XII. For the leader on the Shemanit. A psalm of David. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Hear today's psalm of Midrash. Hear Psalm 12, Hebraically, verses 1 to 2. Lamnatzeach al hashemenit mizmor ledawi. Hoshiach Yahuwah ki gamar chasid ki fasu emunim mipnei adam. Hear. For the leader, lamnatzeach. Lamnatzeach, for the leader, for the chief musician, al ha-shemenit, on the eighth, on the shemenit, al ha-shemenit, mizmor, a psalm, a chant, Isis, mizmor ledawi, a psalm of David, Hoshia, Yahuwah, ki gamar chasid, help, Hoshi'ah, help, save. Hoshi'ah, Yahuwah, save. Jehovah, for the goodly man, for the godly man, ceaseth. Ki gamar chasid, for the chasid, for the chasid, for the godly, for the goodly man, ceaseth. For the faithful fail. Ki fasu emunim. For the emunim. The emunim. The faithful. Ki fasu emunim. For the faithful fail. Mibne Adam. Mibne. From the sons of Adam. Mibne Adam. Mizmor Yod Beit. Lamnatzeach al ha-shemenit mizmor ledawi. Hoshiach Yahuwah ki gamar chasid ki fasu emunim mibnei adam. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says. Zehu she'amar hakatuv. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says. Even in Micah chapter 7, verse 2. The godly man is perished out of the earth, and there is none, no one, there is none upright among men. Avad chasid min haaretz, v'yashara ba'adam, ayin kulam ledamim. Ye erovu isha eta achihua ya tsudua cherem. Hear the fuller verse. Micah chapter 7 verse 2. The good man
is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. Avad chasid min ha'aret v'yashara ba'adam. Hear, hear, hear. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. Avad chasid min ha'aret v'yashara ba'adam. Aina kula mal damima ye erovu ish eta achihu yatsdua cherem. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. The godly man is perished out of the earth, and there is none, no one, there is none upright, there is none upright among men. Abad chasid min ha'aret. Abad chasid. Abad chasid. The chasid, the goodly, the godly, perished. Avad chasid, mean from ha'aret, from the earthly plane. With yashar, and the upright, ba'adam, and the upright amongst Adam. With yashar ba'adam, ayin, there is none. There is none upright among men. Hadrian, may his bones crumble to dust. Sheha atzmot shelo eita poreru ada avak. May his bones crumble to dust. And here, Midrash notes, this imprecation generally follows Hadrian's name. Whenever it is mentioned in rabbinic writings, the Yehudi, the Jews, detested Hadrian because they held him responsible for the great massacre that followed close upon Bar Kokhba's last stand against the Romans at Bethar in 135 CE. Anilechozer, Hadrian, his bones crumbled to dust. Sheha'atzmot shelo ayita poreru ad avak. He inquired, By what merit does this people, Amo Yisrael, endure? By what merit does this people of Yisrael endure? He was told, there are godly, goodly men, chasid, among them. There are upright, yashar, upright men among them, who labor diligently in Torah, in HaTorah, that labor diligently in Torah, in the direction, instructions, in the teaching of His Majesty, and are occupied with good works. Thereupon Hadrian imposed a capital levy on the land, Eretz Yisrael, on the land of Israel. And here, a Midrash note concerning the capital levy. Dr. Saul Lieberman suggests that the obscure Meze, Gemisot, Mim, Zain, Hey, Gamel, Mim, Sin, Samek, Ein, Tau,
Gemez, Gamaz, Geza, Meza, Meza, Gamasaot is a corruption of Morisa Maot. That in turn is derived from the Greek Marisma, a term used in Hadrian's day for confiscatory taxes, for confiscatory taxes, thus the capital levy, the capital levy that Hadrian, here, imposed a capital levy on the land of Israel, on the Eretz Yisrael. After this burden was laid upon HaYehudim, upon the Yehudi, upon the Jews, they ceased to occupy themselves with Torah, with HaTorah. With reference to this, David said, "Help Jehovah, for the chassid, for the goodly, the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful, the emunim, fail from among the children of Adam." Hoshiah Yahuwah, ki gamar chassid, ki fasu emunim, mibnei Adam. A story of a chassid, a story of a goodly, a godly, childlike man. A Roman lady lost a box full of denarii, and the chassid, the goodly, the godly man found it. When he brought it, they said to her, quote, "He had no idea of its value. And so he brought it back to thee, to the eye." And she answered, quote, "The box is all gold on the outside, and yet you say that he did not know its value?" Then she said to the chassid, she said to the goodly, the godly man, "May thy mother be mated to thee, to the eye." She said to the goodly, the godly man, the chassid, "May thy mother be mated to thee, to the eye." And here, a midrash note, so amended by Dr. Saul Lieberman, Yitzhak Katz, suggests, "May thy people be inferior to thee, to the eye." Ephraim Horowitz, he amends, "Umatika, umatika, thy people to read, emateka, emateka, thy fear," and translates the passage, "May thy fear of Elohim, of the true God, be restricted to thee, to the eye." Literally, "May thy people be given over to thee, to the eye." Rather, "May thy people cast thee out from their midst." They ask, "Dost thou curse the man who brought back thy lost box?" And she, the Roman lady, and she replied, "If there were more of his kind among his people, we would not last in the world." And the Roman lady gave orders that the chassid, that the goodly, the godly man might, without asking leave, come and go as he pleased. Thereupon, certain men were found to be engaged in a plot, and the chassid and the goodly, the godly man cast them out of there. When he died, his contemporaries applied to him the verse, even the verse here, "Help Jehovah, for the godly, the goodly man ceaseth."
Hoshia Yahuwah Ki Gamar Hasid Ki Fasue Muni Mipne Adam. The end of the verse, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Ki fasu emuni mibne Adam, for the faithful fail from among the sons of Adam. This implies, according to Rav Pinchas Phinehas, that while the faithful fail, the emunim fail from among the bnei Adam, the sons of Adam, they do not fail from among the angels. They do not fail from among the angels. And here, Midrash notes, the meaning is that the calamity of bad faith will overtake only the earth, the earthly plane, and not the heavenly host as well. The meaning here, that while the emunim, the faithful fail, ki fasu emunim mibnei Adam, from among the bnei Adam, they do not fail from among the angels, they don't fail from among the angels. The meaning is that the calamity of bad faith and bad faith, bad mind and bad faith will overtake only the earth, the earthly plane, and not the heavenly host as well, and not the angels. For how do the bnei Adam, the children of men, the children of Adam, conduct themselves? They speak false to everyone with his neighbor, with smooth lip and with a double heart do they speak. Hear today, Psalm Mizmor Yod Beit. Hear, Hebraically, the Gimel, the Gamel verse. They speak falsehood, the Bnei Adam. How do the sons of Adam conduct themselves? How do the children of men conduct themselves? They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor, with smooth lip and with a double heart do they speak. Shaua yidaberu ish etar aihu sifata chlakota belev walev yidaberu. They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. Shava yidabru ish etar aihu, with flattering lip. Sefatach lakot, with smooth lip. Sefatach lakot, and with a double heart. Belev walei, belev walei, with a heart and heart, with a heart and a heart, with a double heart, with a heart and a heart. Belev walei, belev walei, believe alev, believe alev, ye daberu, do they speak? That's how the children, the sons of Adam, the bnei Adam, conduct themselves. Shav ye daberu, ye dabru, they speak false. Shawa ye dabru, ish man, eta raihu, with his neighbor. Sifata chlakot, sifat, lip, lips, lip, chlakot, lips of smooth things. Instead of ha'emet, ha'emet, instead of the truth, what is agreeable and flattering to the hearer is spoken, although not sincerely, not sincerely meant. Belev walev, ye daberu, belev walev, with a heart, belev walev, with a heart and a heart. They think one thing, but express the opposite. Belev walev, Yidaberu. A tale of a city that had no salt. In the city there was a band of muleteers who said, "Let us go to such and such a place, fetch salt, and sell it before others come." Now the muleteers had a chief of the band, and when they said, "Let us, Megan and I, go to such and such a place," he replied, "I have to plow early tomorrow morning. Wait until I have plowed, and then we, I and I, shall get going." They said, "As thou sayest." But then what did the chief of the band do? He whispered to Ishto, Esheto, Oseto, he whispered to his wife, "Make sure of this code. When I say, 'Fetch me the yoke,' give me the saddle. When I say, 'Fetch me the plow handle,' give me the sack."
And here, Midrash note, i.e. in Est, he made his neighbors who might have heard him believe that he was requesting Ishto, Esheto, Oseto, his Oset, his Eshet, his wife, to help him prepare for plowing, whereas he really was directing her to assist him in saddling his riding mule. She obeyed him. Then what did he do? He put the sack upon the mule and went away that night, while his fellows slept until morning. When they got up in the morning, they called him, and the neighbors said, "Whom are you seeking? So-and-so has been gone since yesternight." The muleteers left the same morning, and on the road met their chief on his way back. They asked, "Why hast thou done this to us, to I and I?" He replied, "Do you really not know why I did thus, like this? If I and I had all gone, salt would have at once declined greatly in price. But now, I am the only one to bring salt for sale. Before you come back, mine will have been sold. And when you come back, you too will sell at a good price." Hence, here, it is said of such men, they speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor, with smooth lip and with a double heart do they speak.
Shau yidabru ish et re'aihu. Sifata chilakot belev walev yidaberu. And so it goes. If you will not call the yoke saddle and will not call the plow handle sack, you cannot make out.
A story about Rav Yonatan. At a time when lentils were scarce, he had a kinsman in a certain city, and he went down to him saying, I seek lentils. Are there any to be had in the city?" His kinsman replied, "Yes, there are." Rav Yonatan asked, "At what price?" His kinsman answered, "At such and such a price. Any time that thou comest here, I shall get them for thee, further I." After a while, Rav Yonatan went to the city and up to his kinsman's house, inquiring after him. His kinsman's wife, his kinsman's Isha, Eshet, Oset, she said, "He is in the field." Rav Yonatan waited for him, but since he did not appear, Rav Yonatan asked one of the men of the city,
Are there lentils to be had here? The man answered, No. Wilt thou take wheat instead? Wilt thou take wheat instead? Rav Yonatan said, I desire lentils. The man replied, There are no lentils here, but if there were, they would fetch such and such a price. And the man named the price higher than the one Rav Yonatan's kinsman had given him. Nevertheless, Rav Yonatan bought lentils from him. When his kinsman came back from the field, Rav Yonatan said to him, Didst thou not tell I, that lentils sold at such and such a price? Yet thy townsmen asked of I a price higher than what thou the I didst name. His kinsmen asked, Didst thou perhaps say, I desire lentils? I desire lentils. Rav Yonatan answered, Yes. His kinsmen said, Hast thou said to the man of the city, I desire wheat? They would have asked thee, Hast thou any desire for lentils? But since thou hast said to them, I desire lentils, they ask thee, Hast thou any desire for wheat? Hence, hear, it is said of such men, they speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor, with smooth lip, and with a double heart do they speak. Shawa yidabru ish et re'ehu sifatach lakota b'lev waleva yidaberu. Shawa yidabru, they speak falsehood, ish et re'ehu, man with his neighbor, sifatach lakota, with lips of smooth things, believe walev, with a heart and a heart, yidaberu, do they speak. Rav Chiya of Sepphoris went to Syria to buy wheat. And here Midrash notes as Jastro 969b, the ET, the edited text reads, Sura, a city of Babylonia, the seat of a famous rabbinical academy. Ani lechozer, I repeat, Rav Chiya of Sepphoris went to Syria or Sura to buy wheat. Rav Yonatan said to him, When thou desirest wheat, say, I desire barley. And when thou desirest barley, say, I desire wheat, so that the price will not be increased for thee, so that the price will not be increased for the eye. Hence, here, it is said even in today's psalm, in Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, here Hebraically, at the third, the Gamel verse, they speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. Shav yedabru ish et re'ehu, with smooth lip, sifat chlakot, with smooth lip, lips of smooth thanks, sifat chlakot, that is to say, they flatter smoothly with their lips, with a double heart do they speak, belev walev yidaberu, Belev Waleb Yedaberu. That is to say, there is one word in their mouth and a different one in their hearts, with a heart and a heart. Belev Waleb. Belev Waleb. Belev Waleb. Belev Waleb. With a heart and a heart, they think one thing, but express the opposite.
The opposite. The opposite. The opposite. The opposite. The opposite. The
Rewind and come back, selector.
I and I that trust in Celestia shall be as Mount Sinai, which cannot be removed but abided forever. As the mountains are round about Ethiopia, highly I, Celestia, is wrong I and I now, even forever and ever. But rather the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of I and I, lest I put forth thy hands unto out with thee. Do good unto I and I, Celestia, that trod in thy way and upright in heart. But them that turn aside unto your crooked ways, Celestia, I shall dash them forth unto workers of out of pity. But I and I that love Celestia, I shall live forever and ever.
When I say more, you say fire! More!
Fire!
May the Lord cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh great things. Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit. Hear Psalm 12, the dilate, the fourth verse Hebraically. May the Lord, may Jehovah cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh great things. Yakreti Yawa Kola Sifteya Chilakot. May Jehovah cut off all flattering lips. Lashona mi dabereta gedolot. The tongue that speaketh proud things, big things, great things. Lashon mi dabaret gedolot. May Jehovah, he who be, we be cut off. Yakreti Yahweh. All flattering lips. Call sifte chilakot, the tongue, lashon, that speaketh midaberet, proud things, gedolot, big things, gedolot. Bar Kapara taught in the name of Rav Nathan, Nathan, so vicious is slander, that long ago David, in the name of Yahuwah's Ruach HaKadosh, in the name of Jehovah's Holy Spirit, Ila Irid, cut off the slanderers by excommunicating him, as is said, may Yahweh, may Jehovah cut off. Yakret Yahweh, Yakretio, may Jehovah, he who be, who he be, cut off. Yakret Yahweh, the tongue that speaketh great things. Lashon medabret gedolot. Slander is more vicious than the three transgressions that are called great, namely idolatry, adultery, and murder. Slander is more vicious than the three transgressions that are called great, namely idolatry, adultery, and murder. Moses said of idolatry, "Oh, this people have sinned, a great sin." Here in Shemot and Exodus, Exodus chapter 32, verse 31, Moshe said of idolatry, "Oh, this people have ucked up a great uckery. This people have sinned, a great sin." Vayashav Moshe Eli Yahuwah Vayomar Anna Chata'a Ha'am Hazeh Chata'a Gedola Vayasu Alahem Elohe Zahav. And here the fuller verse, Shemot, Exodus chapter 32, verse 31. And Moses returned to he who be, who he be, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and said, "Oh, this people have sinned, have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold." Vayashab Moshe Eli Yahuwah, Vayomar Anna Chata Ha'am Hazeh. Yosef exclaimed of adultery in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 39, verse 9, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" Enenu agadola babayita hazem imeni, lo hasaka mimeni miuma ki ima otaka baasha ata ishto, eka ese ha ra'a hagdola hazota, chatati lelohim. And here, the fuller verse, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. There's none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me, from I, but to I, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness, wretchedness, and sin against Elohim? Enenu gadola babayita hazeh mimeni, lo chasaka mimeni yamuma ki imotaka baasha ata ishto, eka eise haraa hagdola hazota, chatati lelohim. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against Elohim? Ek eise hara'a hagdola hazot, chatati l'Elohim. Cain said of murder in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 4, verse 13, "Mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven." Hear. Cain said of murder in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 4, verse 13, mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven. Wayomer kayin li Yehova kadola eoniya min so. Here, full of verse, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. And Cain said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Wayomer Cain eli Yahuwah gadola eoniya min so. Gadol evoni min so. My punishment is greater than I can bear, or mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven. Gadol evoni min so. Gadol evoni min so. But it is written of slander. May Jehovah cut off the tongue that speaketh great things, the tongue that speaketh great things, the tongue that speaketh great things. Yakret Yahuwah Lashona Midabreta Gedolot. May Yahuwah cut off. Yakret Yahuwah. Tongue, Lashon, that speaketh, Midabret, great things, Gedolot. And here, Midrash note, the plural, Gedolot, great. Here, the word Gedolot, in Lashon Medavareta Gedolot, the tongue that speaketh great things or proud things, Gedolot, from Gadol, great. Here the word is plural. The plural, Gedolot, great. This implies enormities. Gedolot, the plural, great. The greats, the great things. Each instance of slander is accordingly greater than the other offenses taken together. So here, the Midrash note is that Gedolot is plural, Hebraically speaking, great in the plural sense, implying enormities. Each instance of slander is accordingly greater than the other offenses taken together. Hence, here, Yakretio, Mecha, cut off, Lashona Medabreta Gedolot, the tongue that speaketh great things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Hear, today, Psalm Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, Hebraically, the Hey verse, the fifth verse. Who have said, Asher Amru, Lia Lishonenu Nagabir, our tongue will we make mighty. Sifatenu Ainai lips, our lips. Sifatenu Itanu are with us. Sifatenu Itanu. Mi Adon Lanu, who is Adon over us? Who is sovereign? Who is Lord? Who is Adon, Adawan, over us? Mi Adon lanu? Asher amru ali lishonenu nagbir. Sifatenu itanu. Mi Adon lanu?
who have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Mi Adon Lanu, Rav Jose ben Rav Hanina said, a man cannot speak slander against his fellow without denying the existence of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. For it is said, even here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, Hebraically, the fifth verse, the Hey verse, with our tongue will we prevail. Li Lishonenu Nagbir, with our tongue we will prevail, or our tongue will we make mighty, will we prevail. Who is Lord over us? Mi Adon Lanu, Mi Adon Lanu. Who is Adon for us? Who is Lord Adon over us? So here, the Midrash note. A man cannot speak slander against his fellow, Re'ayhu, without denying the existence of Ha'adon, without denying the existence of the Lord, the Sovereign. Here, the Midrash note. Literally, without denying the root. So this is to say, a man cannot speak slander against his fellow without denying the existence of Ha-Adon, Adonai, Yahuwah, He who be who he be, or without denying the root. For it is said, with our tongue will we prevail. Who is Lord over us? Li Lishonenu Nagbir, Mi Adon Lanu. The defective spelling of Lishonenu, our tongue, implies that should your tongue become perverse and speak slander of your neighbor, go to and instruct it diligently. Lishonenu, 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 with the words of Torah, with the words of Torah. So here, Midrash note on the defective spelling of Lishonenu, our tongue. Here, the Midrash note is that the word is spelt here without the wow, or some say the vav, but in the ancient Hebrew, the wawway, without the wow after the sheen. So here, looking at the Masoretic, we see a defective spelling of Lishonenu, Lishonenu, our tongue, the wow being missing after the sheen. So Lashon is spelled Lamed, Sheen, Wow, and Non. Lamed, Sheen, Wow, and Non. Here, we have Lamed, Sheen, Nun, Non, and Wow. Lishonenu. Ani lechozer, I repeat, the defective spelling of Lishonenu, our tongue, implies that should your tongue become perverse and speak slander of your neighbor, go to and instruct it diligently. Lishonenu, with words of Torah. Elohim ba'atzmo, Elohim himself, God himself, Egziavihir Rasu. If one dare speak thus like this, cries out concerning slanderers. For in saying, even in Psalm 94, Mizmor Sadai Dalet, Psalm 94, verse 16, who will rise up for me against those that speak evil? Mi Yakum Li Aim Me Raim,
Who will rise up for me? Mi yakum li against the evildoers? Aim mi'ra'im. Who will rise up for me? For I against those that speak evil. He meant, who can abide those that speak evil? Unless it be Gehenna. But Gehenna cries out, even I cannot abide them. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so the Holy One, blessed be He, says to Gehenna, I from above will punish them, and thou, the I from below, as it is said, what punishment shall be inflicted upon thee, O slanderous tongue? Sharp arrows from the Mighty One above, with coals of juniper from below. Hear, 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 Psalm 120, Hebraically verses 3 to 4. Hear, 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 Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120, the Gamel and the Dalet, the Gimel and the Dalet verses, the third and the fourth verses, that reads, Ma hiten leka, u ma yosifa lak, lashona remia, chitze gibora shnunim, aima gacheleya ritamim. What shall be given to thee? Ma hiten leka? And what shall be done to thee? Uma Yosef Lak, thou deceitful tongue, Lashon Remia, sharp arrows of the mighty, Chitzeya Gibora Shnunim, with coals of broom, Aima Gachleya Ritamim, or what punishment shall be inflicted upon thee, O slanderous tongue? What ma punishment yitain given leka to thee, uma yosifa lak lashon remia, O slanderous tongue? Sharp arrows from the Mighty One, Chitzeya Gibora Shnunim, sharp arrows, the Chitzey Gibor, the arrows of the Mighty One, Chitzey Gibora Shnunim, sharp, 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 above, with coals of juniper or broom from below. Aim gachleya ritamim, chitze gibor shnunim, aim gachlei ritamim. Coals of juniper, coals of broom, aim gachlei ritamim, rotamim. The roots of rotem, ritem, are still used as fuel and throws out much heat. The persecutor had kindled strife and contention, the slanderer. He will be consumed in the fiercely burning fire of divine retribution. Which man is worse, he that smites with a sword or he that smites with an arrow? Which man is worse, he that smites with a sword or he that smites with an arrow? He that smites with a sword is unable to kill except at close, close, close quarters. But he that smites with an arrow shoots it forth so that it kills far away. As is said even in Jeremiahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 7, that reads, their tongue is an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. Chet'a shochet, the Ketib shochet. Chet a shochet. The karei. Chet a shachut a. Le shona mirma. Dibera befio shalom. Eta ra'ei hua yidaber. Ua bik rboa yasim arbo. And here, Yirmiyahu, full of verse, Jeremiah 9 and 8. Their tongue is as an owl shut out. It speaketh deceit. One, speaketh peaceably, shalom, to his neighbor with his mouth. But in heart he layeth his weight. He lieth in wait. And also, as is said, even in Psalm 57, Hebraic with the fifth verse, sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, Bnei Adam, Shnehem, Chinita Wechitzim, even the sons of Adam, Bnei Adam, Shnehem, whose teeth, their teeth, Chinit, spears, Wech, and Chitzim, and arrows. Bnei Adam, Shnehem, Chinita Wechitzim. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, here, Midrash note, in Buba in the note, but the ET has Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, said, why is the evil tongue called a triple slaying tongue? Why? Lamaze. Why is the evil tongue called a triple slaying tongue? Because it slays three persons. The person speaking, the person spoken to, and the person spoken of. Rav Bebai said in the name of Rav Yehoshua, Joshua, we find that in the times of Shaul, of Saul, an evil tongue killed four persons. Doeg, dog, who spoke deceit, Shaul, Saul, who heeded deceit, Nob, the city of the Kohanim, the priests, of that deceit was spoken, and Abner, why was he killed? Because he had an opportunity to protest, but did not protest. Rav Ze'era sent word to Rav Shimon. Here, Midrash notes. Rav Shimon, here, Midrash note. Rav Shimon lived in the house of the exilarch, the exile ark, the exilarch, where abuses were not uncommon. Referred to Lamentations Rabbah, second edition. Ani lechozer, Rav Ze'era sent word to Rav Shimon, where thou art, the opportunity for protest lies at hand. Why dost thou not protest? Rav Shimon Simon replied, I am merely one of those men, as Yechezekel, Yechezekel, Ezekiel 9 and 4 says, that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof. Wayomer Yahuwah Elo, the Ketiv Elo, the Kare Elayo. Wayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Bora betoka ha'ira betoka Yerushalayim, ve'ahita wita tawa, Allah mitzachota ha'nashima ha'ne nachima, ve'ha'ne enakima, al kol ha to ebota ha na esota betoka ha. Here, full of verse. Yechzikel, Ezekiel, and Yahweh, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark, a tau, a mark, the true cross, the tau, set a mark up on the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof, in the midst of her. Vayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Ebor betoka ha'ir, betok Yerushalayim, wehita wita tau, ala mitzachota ha'nashim ha'ne'nakim, weha'ne'nakim. Ani lechozer, Vayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Ebor betoka ha'ir, betoka Yerushalayim, wehita wita tau, ala nitzchota ha'nashim ha'ne'nachim, we'ha'ne'nachim, al kol ha'to'ebota ha'na'isota bitokaha. So Rav Shimon replied, I am merely one of those men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof, in the midst of her. I am merely one of Hanashim, Hanenachim, Wehanenachim, Al Kol, Hato Ebota, Hana Esot, Betokaha. And here, Midrash note, I am merely one of those men. Thus, the P.E., the print edition, Yalkut. The E.T., the edited text, some say is unintelligible. Rav Shimon means to say that he protested, but the people in the house of the exilarch, the head of the exiles, gave no heed to his protest. Rav Ze'era answered, what was done to those who merely sighed and cried? Did not the measure of punishment begin with them? Begin with them? As in the next verse it says, go ye all through the city and smite and begin with my consecrated, isecrated ones. Here, Yechezekel, Ezekiel, chapter 9, verses 5 to 6. Ual eil amara be'aznaya, ivrua ba'ira achrayo, we haku ala tachosa einkem, we ala tachmol. Here. Verse 5, and to the others he said in mine hearing, go ye, go y'all after him through the city and smite and hit. Let not, make not your eye spear, neither have ye, have your pity. U le'el amar be'aznai. Ibru ba'ira achrayo, we haku ala tachosa einkem, we ala tachmolu. Zakena bachuro ua betulla, we tafa, we nashima, tahargua le mashachit, we al kolish asher alayo hatau ala tikashu uami mikadashia tachelu wayachelu bana shima hazik enima asherla lifne habayit. Here, full of verse 6. slay utterly old, the elders and young, both maids and little children and woman. But come not near any man upon whom the mark, Hatawa, the Tau, the true cross, Hatau, the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient, at the elder men, the ancient, that were before the house. Zakeina bachura ua betula, with taf, with nashim. Tahargu ale mashchit, with alcohol ish, ashera alayo, hatawa, ala tikashu. Ua mia mikadashia, tachelua wa yachelua ba nashima hazikanim asha lifneya habayit. And here the Midrash note Rav's error answer, what was done to those who merely sighed and cried? Did not the measure of punishment begin with them? As in the next verse where it says, go ye through the city and smite, wahaku, and begin with my consecrated, with my isecrated ones. Ua mia mikadashi, mi mikadashi, my consecrated ones. Here the Midrash note. As in the next verse, with my consecrated ones. So reads Padua. The words Mikdashi, 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 my sanctuary, may, by means of a slight change in vowels, be read my consecrated ones. So the verse reads and begin at my sanctuary by a slight change, Mikdashi, may be read as my consecrated, my set apart ones.